April 2015 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2015 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Prophetic Promise. Priceless Temple Blessings. As we go to the temple, as we remember the covenants we make there, we will be better able to overcome our temptations and to bear our trials. In the temple, we can find peace. The blessings of the temple are priceless. One for which I am grateful every day of my life is that which my beloved wife, Frances, and I received as we knelt at a sacred altar and made covenants binding us together for all eternity. There is no blessing more precious to me than the peace and comfort I receive from the knowledge I have that she and I will be together again. May our Heavenly Father bless us, that we may have the spirit of temple worship, that we may be obedient to His commandments, that we may follow carefully the steps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. President Thomas S. Monson, Blessings of the Temple, Ensign, May 2015, page 93.
Doctrinal Highlight, Cornerstones of Religious Liberty. As we walk the path of spiritual liberty in these last days, we must understand that the faithful use of our agency depends upon our having religious freedom. There are four cornerstones of religious freedom that we as Latter-day Saints must rely upon and protect. The first is freedom to believe. No one should be criticized, persecuted, or attacked by individuals or governments, either for what he or she believes about God. The second is the freedom to share our faith and our beliefs with others. The third is the freedom to form a religious organization, a church, to worship peacefully with others. The fourth is the freedom to live our faith, free exercise of faith, not just in the home and chapel, but also in public places. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Preserving Agency, Protecting Religious Freedom, Ensign, May 2015, page 112.
The Family, a Proclamation to the World. There are three principles taught in the proclamation, which I think are especially in need of steadfast defenders. Let us help build the kingdom of God by standing up boldly and being defenders of marriage, parenthood, and the home. The Lord needs us to be brave, steadfast, and immovable warriors who will defend His plan and teach the upcoming generations His truths. Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, Defenders of the Family Proclamation, Ensign, May 2015, pages 15 and 16. For more articles on marriage and family from the General Women's Session of the April 2015 Conference, see Cheryl A. Esplin, Filling Our Homes with Light and Truth, and Carol M. Stevens, The Family is of God.
Great stories from conference. What catches our attention better than a great story? Following are three of many stories shared during conference. In the parable of the sower, which type of soil are you? How can recognizing that change your life? See Dallin H. Oaks, The Parable of the Sower, page 32. What poignant experiences helped one young mother return to the gospel of Jesus Christ? See Rosemary M. Wixom, Returning to Faith, page 93. How does the dramatic story of two brothers who become stranded on a sheer canyon wall enhance our understanding of the atonement of Jesus Christ? See Jeffrey R. Holland, Where Justice, Love, and Mercy Meet, page 104. Note, To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the April 2015 Conference Notebook.